Mirz Hashem, this Wednesday and Thursday, toward the end of morning Seder and during lunch, he'll have an opportunity to exercise the Shtar Peruzbo. So let me simply discuss a few basic aspects min HaTorah of Shemitah and what it is that the Peruzbo accomplishes. There is a fascinating sugya in Gittin Daf Lamed Zayin that tells us that after Shemitah passes, the Malva turns to the Lova and states, Mishamet Anibach, I hereby cancel the loan. The Gemara tells us it's based on the pasuk of Ezeh Devar HaShmita, and this is one of the many times that Chazal or Doresh Devar does not just simply mean a theme, but rather Miloshon Dibur. Expression is necessary to state Mishamet Anibach. And this gets to the very heart of what exactly is the essence of Shemitah's Ksofin, Amachlokis, the Mordechai, and the Yireim. The Mordechai in that sugya, Perek Dalet of Gittin Oshin Pei, is bothered by the obvious question, why is it necessary for the Malva to state, Mishamet Anibach, I cancel the loan? Isn't the loan automatically canceled at the conclusion of the Shemitah year? And if it's something that is automatic, if it's something that is self-evident, why do I have to say anything at all? The Mordechai gives a stunning answer, Nidarim Daf Yud Gimel. The theme of that sugya is nothing at all to do with Shemitah, but rather Kedushas HaBachor. You know, I want to be Makdish HaKarban. It's necessary to say, Harez HaChatos, Harez HaOlah. What about when it comes to a Bachor? A Bachor has a Kedusha which is Mirechen. When it's born, it has an inherent Kedusha. The animal has a Kedusha Saguf regardless of my statement. But yet, a din daraisa mitzvah lahakdisha. I say harei ze bachor, harei ze bachor. The Mordechai writes that sugya in Adar Daf Yud Gimel is a stunning model that something can necessarily be true, but we are called upon to reiterate, to verbalize, to make that statement harei ze bachor, and that is what is true when it comes to Shemitah. It's true. The Sofa Shemitah cancels debts, but nonetheless, there's a mitzvah of Ezeh Dvar HaShemitah on the Malva to say Mishamet Anibach. And this is against the great Chiddush that you find in Sefer Yireim, the old editions in Reishai and Ches, where the Yireim writes the following. It sounds stunning at first glance that Shemitah does not cancel debts. In Hilchos Choshen Mishpat, the debt still exists. The money indeed is owed. But there is a mitzvah incumbent upon the Malva to state Mishamet Anibach, a mitzvah to do so. The Reim writes explicitly, let's assume, for example, Shemitah passes, and the Malva comes and seizes my assets. He tries to collect that loan. I'm going to take him to Beis Din. What exactly is the address? Which Beis Din do I go to? The Reim writes a Chiddush. You can't go to the Choshen Mishpat Beis Din. After all, in Hilchos Choshen Mishpat, the loan survives Shvius. What is my claim? Ksuvas Peivav. There are certain Bate Dinim that can force a person to perform a mitzvah, to sit in sukkah, to put on tefillin. I have to go to a Beis Din that's capable of Kfiyah HaMitzvos to force this person to fulfill the mitzvah Vizeh Dvar HaShemitah. Two very different ways of understanding Shemitah's Ksofin. Either in Hilchos Choshen Mishpat, the Chov is cancelled. Ooh, that's the sheet of the Mordechai. Or no, in Hilchos Choshen Mishpat alone survives Shemitah, but there's a mitzvah incumbent upon the Malva to cancel the debt, and an Isser of Lo Yigos, that he's not allowed to go ahead and to pursue. So the Gemara describes in Gittin Daf Lamed Vav, if bottom line, I cannot go ahead and collect this debt, how am I going to respond when a person comes to me in need? In Karva, Shnas HaSheva, Shnas HaShemitah. You know what? I'm going to hedge. I'm going to lend him money, and Shvius will either cancel the debt, or Shvius will see to it that there's Nisr Negisa, I cannot go ahead and pursue. And that indeed was the problem. And Hillel solved this problem by instituting Peruzbo. I'll tell you something amazing. Take a look in the Beis Yosef, in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Samach Zayin, the Kesev Mishnah, Hilchos Mamrim, Beis, where there are two ways of understanding what Peruzbo is. Is it a takana? Or is it a gzeira? Was it instituted for the benefit of the ani or benefit of the ashir? I think we probably think at first glance it was for the betterment of the ani. After all, no one's going to lend him money. He's going to be down and out. And all of a sudden, this is a vehicle to allow the Ani to receive that which is necessary for him to maintain himself. You know what the Beis Yosef writes? That this was a gzeira for the betterment of the Ashir. Because you know what? The Torah obligates me to satisfy the needs of the Ani. And you know what? Shemitah's coming. And I'm going to hedge. I'm not going to be willing to lend money to that Ani because the loan is going to be canceled. And by doing so, I will violate an Issa Daraisa. So therefore, Hill instituted the Takana of Prizbul in order to save me from violating the Issa Daraisa of withholding the loan to the Ani. It was a Gzeir Letova Sa'ashir as opposed to a Takan Letova Sa'ani. That's a pretty stunning machlokas, two ways of understanding what it is that Hill indeed was doing. We usually think of gzeiros, don't do A because you may end up doing B. This is a little bit of a flip. You have to do A, a prizbul, in order to avoid not doing B, of not lending the money to the Ani when indeed it's necessary. And therefore, Hill instituted this prizbul. I'll tell you something striking, and then we'll speak about the details. There is a Sefer HaChinuch to take a look, Mitzvah Taf Bei, that there's an Issa Daraisa, Limnoa Milahavos La'ani Mipnei HaShmita. Shmita is coming, and you know what? You're going to hedge. You're not going to be willing to grant that loan. That's a Lav Daraisa. And the Sefer HaChinuch writes, V'noeg B'chol Makom U'v'chol Zman. And this applies in all times and all places. Really, in all times and all places. We have Shmita B'zman Hazeh. We have Shmita min HaTorah. Our Shmita is only a din Drabanan. But you know what Poshup Shat and Sefer HaChinuch is? That even though Shmita is only Drabanan, we still need this Takana Midaraisa because good Shmita is Drabanan. But the bottom line is the Shmita Drabanan is going to cancel this loan. And if Shmita Drabanan cancels this loan, I'm not going to be so willing to lend the money to the Ani. And I'm going to violate the Issa Daraisa even though Shmita is only a din Drabanan. That's the chiddush of Sefer HaChinuch against the Chassam Sofer and getting the Flamed Vav. But that's the chiddush of the Sefer HaChinuch. So therefore, there's a pressing need for the Prizbul because even Bizman Hazeh, even if we don't have all the details of Shmita Daraisa, but you know what? An Usher may not be willing to grant that loan and he'll be violating Yisir Torah by doing so. Tosus quotes in Gitna Flamed Vav, the Sifri, V'lo shalachicha biyadecha, that there's sometimes that the loan is not canceled or there's no Isser Nagisa. Let's assume, for example, a case of Ahalva Shiesh Bo Mashkon, that there is a collateral, the Balchov is Kona the Mashkon, who in such a case that, you know what, it's as though that the loan was already collected prior to the conclusion of Shemitah, and therefore if there's a Mashkon, that would not be considered to be their sinagisa. Or the Sifri writes, Tosus tells us, Mosar Shtarosav Lebezda. Let's assume, for example, that, you know, this is not my personal loan in the sense that these shtaros are mine, but let's say literally, I go and I submit all these shtaros to Bezdin, and Bezdin is empowered. They embody the Koach HaGvia. Oh, then the Sifri writes the following, that I would not violate that Isser of Negisa in a literal case of Moser Shtaros of the Bezdin. Oh, Sotosus writes, Malkus Nav Gimel, that was the basis of the Takana of Prizbul. That even though we're not handing over any physical shtar, but nonetheless, we go before the Bezdin, and we say in front of the Dayanim that Mosrani Ani Lachem, I am submitting to you. It's as though, the Rambam writes, Ki'ilo, it's as though I am providing with all of the shtaros, and I am handing it over to the Bezdin, and that indeed will allow me to go ahead and to be gov the chol zman shares. And that is the text indeed that we use. So we will have that in English, we'll have that in Lashon HaKodesh, you will turn to the Dayanim, Mosrani Lilachem, mention the names of the Dayanim by name, that kol chol shiyeshli, that any money that is owed, any debt, whether it's a milva balpeh, whether it's a milva b'shtar, by doing so, she'egvenu kol zman she'etze. And therefore, you will make that declaration, and the Dayanim will sign and give you the shtar prizbul as an indicator that indeed this was done to allow you to be able to collect. Clearly, this is only effective up until the time that the Perusbal is written. So if you're doing so on a Wednesday, you're doing so on a Thursday, realize it's not going to cover, right, anything that requires the Perusbal between that window of time and Rosh Hashanah itself. You know, the Gemara does tell us that there is a requirement. The Lova has to possess Karka. The Lova has to possess Karka. The Ran writes, because if there's Karka, it's considered to be Kamanda Gavuidami. What happens if you have a Lova, a Bauer, who doesn't have Karka? This is a little bit of an unusual application. We once discussed this in a Shir Klali, and not so long ago, we don't know Sechus Gittin, Daf Yer Aleph. No? Sometimes there's a principle of a Zach and Ladam Shalobafanav, Sechia, that I can be Mizak as someone with a gift. A gift is considered to be something which is to a person's betterment. It's good for him to have assets. This is an unusual application, no? If the lover wouldn't have any karka, the prusba would not work, and therefore the loan would be canceled. If he has assets, that allows the prusba to function, and therefore now I can be gova from the lover. It's an unusual application, though, of zach and nadam shalav afanav. I do the lover the favor of giving him karka, and as a result, now I can go ahead and collect the loan from the lover, and otherwise I would not be able to do so. In Lamdus, it's a fascinating example of zach and nadam shalav afanav, where in principle, giving him an asset is a benefit, but in this particular case, it can work sometimes against the lover. In the great scheme of things, if I can do this, I will be more willing to lend money to the Lova, and therefore there is a takana to the aniyim as well. The reason I mentioned this is as follows, that if indeed there is a borrower who owes you money who does not have any karka, he does not own property, we assume leasing is sufficient as well, but he doesn't lease, he's a bachur who has no karka at all, let us know at the time that we execute the prizval, because then it's necessary for someone to be mizarka Karka Koldu, Gittin Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, to that Lova, in order for it to be effective. Okay, so I want to make sure you understand exactly what is being done, right? It is Ki'ilu, it is though, that you are submitting all the Shtaros to Bezdin to allow this Chov to be able to survive Shvius. If there is any borrower that does not have Karka, please let us know at that particular time. For the Chavrei HaKolel, that if you're dealing with assets that perhaps your wife has, come over to me, we have to speak about that, right? Are these independent assets? Is this part of the family assets? We'll speak about the Halacha Prizbal, we'll speak about Shalom Bayis in terms of separate accounts, but if indeed there are separate assets that you have, let me know and we'll speak about the possibility of the necessity of your wife having a separate Shtar Prizbal as well. So Bezras Hashem, we'll do this on Wednesday and Thursday. And any questions, please feel free to speak with me.